Money Show. The markets.
Are you nodding, Peter Brook, from the Old Mutual Investment Group? What a nice bounce we had on the markets today. A really nice recovery. Last week was awful, and we can reflect on that. But let's talk about today's bounce first, if we don't mind.
I suppose it's nice to have a bit of cheer after such a bleak week. Look, if you look at how extensive the selling was, and if you look at all of the volatility indices and your fear gauges, having a bit of a bounce should be expected. You don't fall in a straight line forever. And I think that's really reflecting markets were a bit complacent, then they got a bit panicky. And so we'll see this ebb and flow of sentiment. But what's more important is actually what's happening behind in terms of the fundamentals.
And I mean, we saw today the numbers out of China, and they showed that February was an absolutely awful lunch month for Chinese manufacturing, as one would expect. Yet, despite that number coming out and looking very awful, we saw markets actually recovering.
I think when we think about these type of events, and it's really a theme, you've got to look at it in two ways. How does it impact earnings, and how does it impact the multiple? So the bad growth impacts your earnings. The bad growth, in turn, impacts interest rate expectations. So we saw the Fed coming out and saying, whoa, we'll come to the rescue, and everyone's out there with some bit of fiscal stimulus, and we're all talking. And what that does is it lowers your cost of capital, which raises your price earnings multiple. So we can always disaggregate a theme into these two drivers and which one is stronger at a different point in time. And so today was really around fiscal and monetary stimulus helping PEs. I think the PMIs were already known and were why markets were falling. I think as this unfolds, we'll get a better sense of what it actually means. So your previous speaker was talking about, oh, this might be the impact on growth, and that will ebb and flow, because right now, you know, if it's contained, then growth is okay. But also even the fear alone has an impact on growth. At a certain point in time, let's assume that we go into pandemic, and then there's actually no real point in sort of worrying about traveling, because you're going to get sick. Or you're going to get exposed to it, and most people will survive. And then actually, you saw it's almost like the Chinese now are just going back to work.
Yeah, so
when you're not working, then nothing gets produced.
Absolutely. We have to go to some kind of new normal fairly soon, I suspect. But how much can, you know, monetary policy and supporting the fiscus through lower interest rates really keep covering up the cracks that have been developing the global economy for the last decade? I mean, we've had such a long-running boom that we've massaged and manipulated to stay delivering for as long as we have. At some point, something's got to give, and maybe this was the opportunity for something to give, and we're not giving it that chance to give.
Look, I mean, a cut in interest rates is not going to go and cause somebody to buy a new car when they're in hospital with COVID-19. So I think it's really how it plays out. So the one that I find interesting is we've said for a little while that global markets look a bit expensive. We've been starting to take some risk off that area. And, you know, so if the US market falls 10%, it's really just given back what it did in the last couple of months. So it doesn't necessarily refresh US valuations. On the other hand, South Africa has been a disaster for the last 5 years in terms of what its equity market did, but it's also off 10%. And
what does that tell you, though, Peter? I mean, have you been looking at this and going, thank you very much, Christmas in March or Christmas at the end of February, or have you been quite wary?
I think, so if you look at it from a US perspective, we'd be quite wary. If you look at it from a South African perspective, we'd be going, hey, we're really starting to get some exceptional opportunities. So when you go and look at the price-earnings ratios of what you can buy today, I was looking at it this morning, you've got a lot of companies on price-to-free cash flows of less than 5x. You've got a load of companies with dividend yields greater than the cash yield. And also within that, our environment in terms of South Africa, if the Fed is cutting interest rates, I think it does create a situation where we've had a tough and good budget. So everyone's very suspicious about whether the wage cuts will be implemented. But the truth is, this is a better budget than we could have hoped for.
Yeah.
So that if you have a tighter fiscal policy and you actually implement some of those contractions on the wage bill, it does allow a looser monetary policy. And in South Africa, I think that can have an impact. You know, looser monetary policy in Germany, when you've got negative interest rates, it's going to make no difference. But in South Africa, where we have these brutally high interest rates, I think it could give a little bit of relief.
A quick thought on Bidvest. They came out with results today. We're talking to Lindsay Ralphs, the chief executive, in half an hour's time. But your take on them?
Look, I think what was really interesting about them is basically this is a good business that's well run, fantastic free cash conversion, and they just managed to tread water. And that's a lot better than most companies have been able to deliver in South Africa. So hats off to them. But when they came out with their trading statement saying we basically, once you do the adjustments for leasing and some of the other associate rubbish, their earnings were flat. Relative to expectations, that was a little bit of a disappointment and the shares came off quite sharply. Once again, if you're looking for opportunities in South Africa, the fact that the market is selling off a good company like Bidvest at a lower price, I think you'll make money in that.
Peter Brook, thank you very much. Peter Brook is our market commentator this evening, the joint head of Macro Solutions at the Old Mutual Investment Group.